Blog Talk Radio.
Blessing to have made it through the weekend. God bless you. Yes, I'm going to let you hear a little bit of the song. Amen. Hey, short encouragement for the day, and it's like I say, it's Monday, but before I go into the encouragement, Heavenly Father, I bless you for keeping me and my family through week to week, month to month, and all families that are listening, and those that are sick, and those that are shut in. I pray for all the world right now for healing. I pray for these things in Jesus' matchless name. Amen. Amen. My topic for today is all day long and Psalms 25:5. And I'm going to read that right now. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Psalms 25:5. All day long, you know, you're saying then, what is she talking about all day long? If you go back in the day, you know, it was a popular candy that people call an all day sucker. The reason it had the name, of course, is that it was such a big lollipop. It was supposed to last through a kid's licks all day long. Okay? That's why I called this segment All Day Long. Let's face this. Let's face it. That's a lot to ask of a sucker. Most kids are content to lick a little, but at some point, the urge to crunch and consume that candy conquers all. Crunch, crunch, and it's gone. It would be surprising if it lasts past lunchtime, much less all day long. My point is, sometimes our focus on God doesn't make it that long either, but it is such a relief to know that God is infinitely more doable than a all-day sucker, and he is always available to us. Whether we take a day and just reflect on him the entire day, or whether our thoughts flit back and forth between earthly concern and more spiritual matters. God is always ready to listen to us. There is no time when it is not appropriate to call on him, unlike the all-day sucker, which might get frowned upon at formal gatherings. God's truth is always applicable. Every occasion can be a time to learn something about and lean on God. All we have to do is ask, and he will guide us. Wow. All we have to do is lean on him, lean on his word all day long. Whatever it is throughout the day, take time and lean on him, no matter what. Because, you know, the time and the day that we're living in now, racism, coronaviruses, crime rate go up, the food is not kept on the grocery shelves. Lean on God. And then for those that don't know God, bring them to the word and teach them. Time is getting short. And this is a wake-up call for us to take heed at what's going on around us. Stop sleep, wake up. Amen. And that is my word of encouragement for today. I love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. God bless you. Keep in the faith and keep walking in God's faith. Amen. Amen.